This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So let me get this straight. Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press briefing room. She was stumped, evidently, when a reporter asked her, why isn't it racist for Joe Biden to threaten to close the border? Folks, you can't make this stuff up. And it doesn't get any better than that, does it? Yes, that's right. Joe Biden and company are, I think, at least again, trying to provide the illusion that they're going to do things that the American people actually want done in light of it being an election year. That is the reason, my friends. That's the reason they would do such a thing. That's it. And so every election cycle, it's the same kind of trickery that goes on, because that's what it is. It's just trickery. We're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to be responsive to the American people. And then the election comes along, and it's like, huh, what? No, oh, well, we forget that. You know, what are you talking about? You know, elections have consequences, you know. That's exactly, yeah, we're laughing about it, but it is pretty pretty bad, isn't it? All right, folks, welcome to the program. Tuesday edition is here with us, and we are here with the Tuesday edition. Kyle Warren with you, to be more specific. Telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. You can subscribe to the podcast. We have some great show highlights for now on the podcast. We're working on a larger version of it. But you can definitely subscribe. That way you'll always get updated as soon as something new gets posted. So we sure appreciate it. Head over to kylewarrenshow.com. By the way, you can subscribe with your favorite podcast software. You can also subscribe through Apple Podcasts. You can also subscribe through Spotify, also through Google Podcasts, and many others. So head on over, kylewarrenshow.com. Check it out, and we'll definitely love to see you over there. Now, we are going to talk about what's happened again. We were talking in hour number one about the confusion, evidently, that occurred that allowed this Iranian-backed or a drone, essentially, to come into Tower 22, the U.S. base there in Jordan near the borders with Iraq and Syria. And if that is the case, it is incredibly unfortunate. But, of course, they're still investigating. But it does appear that there was some confusion with an American drone returning from its surveillance mission along with the essentially Iranian drone that came in. And, again, three service members lost their lives. And our deepest condolences and go out to their families, their colleagues, their loved ones. They've given the ultimate sacrifice, folks, defending our nation and serving our country. And, again, just what kind of person has this kind of bravery? Again, I just marvel at it, as I was mentioning in hour number one. So John Kirby over at the press briefing room. And by the way, probably in the next segment we'll hear more about Karine Jean-Pierre being stumped with a very, very good question. Now, wait a minute. If the Republicans want to, you know, generally speaking, the GOP, if they want to make sure the border is secure, and I don't mean just, well, you know, well, up to 5,000 people a day that, you know, we don't know who they are, they can come through, that's fine. You know, here's what the Democrats are talking about. Well, we got to get this down like 5,000 people. How about zero? I mean, maybe that should be the goal. maybe we can't make it zero because of how this whole thing operates and people still sneak over and find different ways and whatnot, but our goal should be zero. Zero illegal immigration. That's not a racist thing. That's a security thing. And everybody's known that. But, of course, anybody on the Republican side or the GOP side would ever call about securing the border, well, immediately have to be called a racist because that's how the left deals with stuff that they don't want you to think too hard about sometimes, right? That's exactly what it is. But let's listen in once again for those of all of our new listeners this hour, especially in Las Vegas and Denver. Let's listen in to a great question from Jackie Heinrich to John Kirby about what's going on in this incident with the Iran proxy group. There with the audio, so we're going to back some of that up, and we'll hear a little bit more of it here in just a moment. Let's continue.
That said, this was a very serious attack. It had lethal consequences. We will respond, and we'll respond appropriately. I'm not going to telegraph what that's going to look like.
The question, though, was if you were actively considering targets inside Iran, and your answer was, we don't see conflict with Iran, which indicates that the administration would view strikes within Iran as escalatory. And so is it that the administration ultimately does not hold Iran responsible for these attacks, or that the current level of risk and lost U.S. troops is somehow acceptable?
I do appreciate the question and the chance to say it again. I am not going to telegraph punches for the President of the United States. I'm not going to get ahead of his decision space and how he's going to respond. We'll respond appropriately. And you're right. This attack had lethal consequences.
All right. So there you got John Kirby. We don't want to escalate this. Well, Iran is escalating it. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Stay right there.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Come on!
We are racing through the Tuesday morning hours across America, folks. And we're landing right on your radio dial. Kyle Warren with you. And we're having fun this morning here on the program. We've got a lot of great audio clips. And we're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a little bit, a little before the top of the hour, get some of the latest on this drone strike that happened in Jordan and some of the aftermath of that, plus what's going on with the border crisis between Texas and the Biden administration. So we'll get to some of those things here in just a little bit. We were listening right before we went to the break from the White House press briefing room. And again, this idea, well, you know, we don't want to have a war with Iran. Well, I don't think anybody does really want to have a war with Iran. But the message to Iran maybe should be, you don't want a war with us. Maybe that's it. And again, I'm not trying to be a warmonger. I'm not trying to start something. I'm trying to show that when you're on the international stage and you're dealing with an adversary that really just doesn't care, that somehow believes, as we were talking with Frank Silvato yesterday on the program, and you can pick up some of his comments on the podcast as well at over at KyleWarrenShow.com, this notion that you have the mullahs that really don't care because they believe they are on some kind of holy mission, and it's very difficult to deal with a mentality like that. It changes everything. It just like with the war with Hamas, Israel versus Hamas. You're not dealing with an enemy who can say or who may say, okay, we've fought and fought. You're obviously winning the war. We're losing the war. We surrender, and we are going to stop the attacks. We're going to stop the war and basically sue for peace. Okay, this is how it's kind of done since time immemorial on planet Earth. But this kind of an adversary has a much different makeup here in terms of what they're trying to accomplish and what they're willing to do to accomplish it. So it's not like the end of World War II, Germany surrenders, Japan surrenders. The war is over, the treaty is signed, and the war stops. And then, of course, the rebuilding begins to take place. And now, of course, now since the end of World War II, Germany, and now, of course, reunited Germany, but West Germany at that time are fast friends. Japan are fast friends. The world changed after the war, but the war didn't continue, see? And so now, of course, is Hamas willing to make that kind of change? I don't think so. So we're not dealing with any kind of conventional structure. And this is where I think even people like Anthony Blinken and others, they're kind of going down this road of, well, we'll just keep trying to shoehorn in our traditional view of how this all works. And unless you adopt a real new perspective, and even, and yes, you can still employ diplomacy, but that diplomacy has to be employed perhaps in a much different way than it ever has been in order for it to be effective. But that failing, being able to stop Iran from its capabilities, maybe is going to be one of the next steps. But yes, you hear this word escalatory. Of course it's escalatory. Are there going to be consequences? Of course there'll be consequences. But we also cannot continue down the road that we're on either, can we? All right, well, before we get to the next section here, I do want to say this. We've got a great listener that listens in Denver on KNUS 710. And his driver, Ron, you've heard me mention him before. And right before the Christmas time and the holidays, I know that driver Ron had some issues in having to do with some eye surgery. And I heard from him today. I was really, really happy to hear from him. He says he's back and, you know, he's doing great and he's able to hear the program again on a regular basis. And I just wanted to give my good wishes out to Ron this morning and just say we are really, really happy about this. I'm very, very happy to hear from you. And, yes, and as a matter of fact, I do have some experience with that kind of surgery to remove cataracts, and it is absolutely a night and day, no pun intended. I had a family member who had that. My own mother had that. And she described it as just being an amazing transformation in terms of being able to see so much better and just miraculous what is able to be done these days. But driver Ron, thank you for letting me know and for letting us know. We're kind of trying to build a really great listenership here, and we kind of look at each other and try to look out for each other as well. And I'm really, really pleased to hear from you, and I know that everybody's going to join in with me in celebrating that. So, yes, definitely. And, yes, to answer your question, I think we might have played a couple of your requests. I'm not sure, but we're going to go back over them as well, and we'll be sure to get to those as well as we go through the weather reports and so forth when we play our songs. But it just did my heart good to know that you're doing so well. So that is really, really great, and I just wanted to mention it here on the program this morning. Thank you once again, and keep listening. And by the way, folks, if you want to listen to the program, and if you don't hear the whole all 4 hours, you can always go to KyleWarrenShow.com, pick up the live streams for TheAnswerTampa.com. Also, our friends at GCN Live, they have streams as well, and we're working on getting some of these things expanded, and we're getting some really good feedback from everybody. We appreciate you so much. And as I've said, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. So absolutely, we do appreciate you so very, very much. All right, the time we have here, let's listen to a little bit of Karine Jean-Pierre coming to us live, basically, or at least that time live, from the White House press briefing room, where she's asked a question. And this is a question that maybe somebody should have anticipated and written down in the binder, but nothing was written in the binder this time around. And she had to try to think on her feet here. So this is a great question. Check this out.
Okay, Michael. Back in the winter of 2018 and the spring of 2019, President Trump vowed to shut down the border with Mexico, using almost the identical language that the president used on Friday. Many, if not most, if not practically all Democrats, called that xenophobic and even racist. Why shouldn't people make the same conclusion about this president's threat to shut down the entire border with Mexico?
So we believe the new enforcement tools that currently don't exist, that will be, we believe that will be part of this bipartisan agreement, will be fair. We believe it'll, yes, it'll be tough, but
oh,
it will be fair.
It's going to be fair and tough.
He wanted to use, excuse me, sorry.
No, he didn't
say, I would, on day one, I will use enhanced enforcement to improve the processing of people at the border. He said, I will shut the border down, which suggests a total rejection of all people attempting to cross the border without a visa or without proper authorization, which, you know, stands in contravention to decades of international and U.S. law that governs the movement of people around the globe and the refugees and asylum system.
Yeah, no,
so
I
isn't that the same thing that Trump did?
No, I understand your question. What I'm saying to you, the new enforcement tools, right,
okay.
That we...
Okay, stop right there. It's almost too good to be true, isn't it? It's just what a great question. And you know, it's got to be with Kirby and with Karine Jean-Pierre. It's got to be this thing of, oh man, I don't want to go back out there today. I mean, they're starting to ask us questions. They're trying to, you know, they're trying to stump us with this stuff. And again, what's her response to this? Because it's a wonderful question. You know, why isn't Biden then a huge racist for saying he'd shut the border down? Why not, you know, this is all exactly the same stuff, right? Well, the simple answer is when it's a Democrat, it's not racist. Democrats cannot be racist, even if they say the most racist thing in the world or what have you, right? They just can't be. GOP Republicans are de facto racist. So I'm just trying to make sure you understand the rules here. And then for her to go on about, well, we need these tools. They got to be bipartisan and we got to get this deal because unless there's this deal, then nothing can be done at the border. Well, I flatly reject that. There's a lot of things the president could do right now if he really wanted to help the border. But they continue this on with the, no, it's about the Republicans. It's the Governor Abbott, and nobody's helping us, and they're just tying our hands, and so we just can't do anything. That is what they're going with, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are continuing through the Tuesday edition.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. A former IRS contractor who disclosed tax records, including those of former President Donald Trump, is now facing prison time. Charles Littlejohn has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. He entered a guilty plea in October, admitting to one count of unauthorized disclosure of tax returns. A warning has been issued to Americans regarding travel to the Bahamas. The State Department issued a level 2 advisory, alerting travelers to potential risks in the area. The advisory is prompted by the occurrence of at least 18 murders in the Bahamas so far this year. Fans of the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers who are considering a trip to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl might need some luck to afford it. The most affordable ticket available on the NFL Ticket Exchange via Ticketmaster is priced at nearly $11,000 after fees. That's for a single seat in an upper-level end zone section at Allegiant Stadium. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yet another auto recall. More on this story from correspondent Pete Peters.
Toyota and General Motors are telling the owners of about 61,000 older Corolla, Matrix, RAV4, and Pontiac Vibe models to stop driving them because their Takata airbag inflators are at risk of exploding and hurling shrapnel. The urgent warning Monday covers certain Corolla compact cars and Matrix hatchbacks from 2003 and 2004, as well as RAV4 small SUVs from 2004 and 2005. Also covered are Pontiac Vibes from 2003 and 2004. Owners should contact the dealer instead of driving the cars in for repairs. Keith Peters reporting.
Wall Street numbers Monday, more solid gains. The Dow was up 224 points. S&P ahead 36, and the NASDAQ climbed 172.
All right, folks, welcome back to the
more on these stories at townhall.com.
989-822-7959 is the number. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com where you can send us a direct message. You can also subscribe to the podcast. We also have different podcast platforms that are there as well. So check those out. And they include, of course, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, others. Of course, our home right there on Podbean, KyleWarrenShow.podbean.com. And so go check those out. Now, speaking of buying stuff, the U.S. economy is set to cool considerably in the coming months as once rampant spending, otherwise known as buying stuff, by American consumers finally comes to an end, according to Wells Fargo. This is from Fox Business. In a recent note to clients, Wells Fargo senior global market strategist Scott Wren warned that retail spending is likely to slow over the course of 2024 as the job market eases and layoffs start to rise. Now, by the way, folks, you know, we're talking to so many people every night, and there are a lot of people out there who, you know, need their job, obviously. We all need our job. But there are a lot of people who may not have their job as we move through this year because of these kinds of layoffs or because of cutbacks in spending changes in the economy. Now, we keep hearing how, no, the numbers are good. The numbers are going up, and you just don't understand. And if only you really truly understood it, then you wouldn't be so scared about what's happening in the economy. You know, that kind of stuff. And it's my hope that, you know, I don't want to see people lose their jobs. I really don't. I do know this, that obviously the economy plays into the election, but I'm not looking for something to go wrong in the economy in order to help the election. Because, again, the people are listening to this program right now. You know, I don't want to see anybody have a bad situation. But as we're looking at what these trends may show, I'm pointing this out because it shows, again, that there you've got the politics of it all trying to explain to you that everything's okay. And I don't think everything is okay. But what we need to do, especially with this next election, is to once again try to put in place the policies and the atmosphere and the environment that allows our country to do better, and by extension, that rising tide lifting all boats for opportunity. And yes, for Republicans and Democrats and independents across the great land, right? This is, you know, when people are prospering, they don't need to have it be explained to them. Oh, by the way, we just like to give this public service announcement, you're prospering. Nobody has to go do that. You know why? Because people know when they're prospering. They know when their community's prospering. They know when their state, when their region, when their country is prospering. They get it. But if you have to be explained that you're prospering, then you're not, I think. Let's see here. Americans with jobs and money in their pockets are going to spend, Wren wrote. However, as the economy slows and we move through the middle portion of this year and the labor market softens, we continue to believe the holiday spending that occurred last year was a bit of a last hurrah for the consumer. Consumer spending helped power the economic engine for most of 2023, even as shoppers battled high inflation and interest rates. A recent government report showed the economy grew 3.3% during the fourth quarter, fueled in part by consumer spending. Now, overall, consumer spending is about two-thirds of the economy on a given day, right? However, the report also showed that households were drawing down their cash reserves. Personal savings fell from $851.2 billion in the third quarter to $818.9 billion at the end of the year. While the personal savings rate, which measures personal savings as a percentage of disposable income, dropped to 4%. It appears consumers continue to be increasingly willing to tap their savings streams or to borrow more to support spending levels, said Mike Reynolds, Vice President of Investment Strategy at Glenn Mead. This is likely unsustainable as savings and lending are finite and should not be able to prop up the consumer in perpetuity. Right. Well, that's exactly right. But you know where that just doesn't apply? Government spending, evidently. Where it just doesn't apply is government continuing to borrow to prop up all of the spending. Now, you and I, you know, we have to have our kitchen table budgets, as they call them, right? And we have to make decisions on we can do this, but we can't do that. We can borrow for this, but we can't borrow for that. So in people's lives across the highways and byways, there always have to be trade-offs. And that's called also, you know what that's called? That's called being an adult in the room, really. I mean, this is, you know, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite. I'm not talking about the registered Democrats across the highways and byways, but the Democrat Party elite, you know, talking about being the adults in the room. I'm so sick and tired of hearing that, because I think it's number one, it's insulting. And number two, it's really even not descriptive in the grand sense. But you know who has to be adults in the room? You and me and your neighbor and your colleague and people in your community. And everybody has to hustle every day in order to make sure that everything continues on. And so there is a disconnect I think sometimes from obviously from Washington to the rest of America, because the rest of America has to deal with reality. And to some degree, now with some people who might have gone out and borrowed or dipped in their savings and so forth, that's going to be a very difficult time, obviously, coming ahead. But generally speaking, if we see this kind of slowdown, that is going to play into the presidential election. But the idea being that in order to make a substantive change here, I think the American people need to make a different choice than Joe Biden. And it's the same old thing that we're seeing. And that's why it's so important right now to watch out for things like, I'll shut the border down, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And because, again, as I was saying in hour number one, the Democrat Party elite, the campaigners, they come out every election cycle, and then they start making certain moves that they believe will help them. But it's not really, it's not organic. It's not part of their, it's not part of their makeup. It's not part of the, it's not in their DNA to do that. But they believe it's some kind of means to an end. So, you know, they'll come out and do or say virtually anything in order to get reelected. And then we're told, obviously, that elections then have consequences. That's exactly what they'll say. Well, speaking of politics, everybody I'm sure knows who Snoop Dogg is. But this comes to us from The Hill. Rapper Snoop Dogg did a U-turn on his opinion about Donald Trump, saying he has, quote, nothing but love and respect, unquote, for the former president following years of staunch criticism. In an interview with London's The Sunday Times over the weekend, the Gin and Juice rapper was asked about his thoughts on the GOP frontrunner in the upcoming presidential election. He replied by praising Trump, mentioning the former president pardoned Michael Harry O'Harris, a former associate of Suge Knight. Donald Trump, Snoop Dogg said, he ain't done nothing wrong to me. He has done only great things for me. He pardoned Michael Harris, unquote. Knight, alongside Harris and Dr. Dre, co-founded the Death Row Records label in the 1990s, which signed Snoop Dogg early in his career. Harris was convicted of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, but was pardoned by Trump in 2021 after serving 30 years of a 25-to-life sentence, according to USA Today. Before leaving office, Trump pardoned Harris along with 69 others. I have nothing but love and respect for Donald Trump, Snoop added. The rapper's last sentiments are in stark contrast to what he expressed in the past. He said something we can't say on the radio, by the way, that he'd never seen a blankety-blank like Trump, asking how could we have someone as reckless as him running our country. Boy, how times have changed and things have changed, but that could have a reverberation as well. And you've got to wonder what the Biden campaign and Biden administration think about that. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We got another great song. We're going to take a look at the weather. And we'll talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. The Tuesday edition continues. And we are having fun.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We are racing through the Tuesday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we're having a great time here on the program this morning, and we hope that you have some great plans for today. We're glad that you're along with us here as we go across the wee hours of the morning this morning, all across your radio dial, and we have a great song. We're going to play right before we take a look at some of the national weather. And then, of course, we're going to bring in our good friend and our regular contributor, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We'll talk more about Israel and, of course, also what's happening on the border with Texas. So let's start out right here. We got another Beatles track. We had one last hour. We thought, well, we're going to make it a Beatles night tonight. Let's check this one out.
I'm in love with her and I feel fine.
the Beatles, I Feel Fine, and that's a great track, I think. It's just also one of my favorite Beatle tracks. There are so many Beatle tracks that are my favorite ones. You know, I guess I'm just like any other Beatles fan. You know, it's like, you know, what's your favorite Beatles song? Well, I don't know. Let me think. I have to go down a long list of my favorite ones. So it's hard to get to the favorite one. But I guess a lot of times, you know, when it comes to artists like that, your favorite song is probably the one that brings back the best memories about something, as opposed to just being the song itself. I think when you have such a large catalog like that, I think sometimes that you revert to something like that. But there we go. The Fab Four, once again, on this Tuesday morning, folks. All right, so Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we're back taking a look at some of the national weather. Let's take a look at some of the precipitation that we were looking at last hour. And we still see, of course, we still got some rain up around. Let's see. It looks like, at least on the radar, it's now mostly just east of Seattle, in the Seattle-Tacoma area. It's heading on over towards Roslyn, moving over towards Ellensburg. So listener Joan in Seattle, you probably don't have to be batting down the hatches as much right now, so that's a good thing. But this is going to go down a little bit north of Portland, coming across Interstate 5, but probably not much to talk about. This is going to be north of St. Helens, by the way. But then down south of Portland, last hour it was all around the Eugene. It's right now just a little north of Roseburg that's coming across, but it looks like there's a lot coming in along the coast, you know, the Tillamook area down through Newport, Florence, and Coos Bay. So be careful in that area. Richard the Marine, you might want to batten down the hatches in your area. We do have some snow up in the Michigan area, central Michigan, around where the thumb is. Definitely have some snow going on there. Going to come on down in a diagonal moving southwest through central Michigan, down through Lansing, Kalamazoo, a little south of Grand Rapids, and then down to South Bend, Indiana. And it looks like Chicago might be clearing out a little bit here, but it's going to continue on down to Illinois, Springfield, and Jacksonville is where we're seeing that precipitation right now. So let me go check here real quick before we move on. We did have some dense fog advisories, and yes, we still see them there. This is going to be in central southern Washington and northern central Oregon, basically, where we have some of the dense fog, and that also turns into a wind advisory in northern Oregon. Also, dense fog advisory looks like it's going to be in the northeast corner of Washington State. And then as you're heading in towards Spokane and I-90, looks like you got that dense fog going on there. It's going to carry on over into parts of northern Idaho this morning. And then on down I-90, as you head down towards our friends in Missoula, and then south there, our friends in Stevensville, also Hamilton. Looks like that's U.S. Highway 93, by the way. Looks like we got dense fog advisory going on there as well. California, we're going to be watching that this week. Looks like we're having an atmospheric river come back to California. That's not what I wanted to hear at all. But obviously, we're going to be battening down the hatches here in California, it looks like, as we head through this week. So we'll keep you apprised of that, and we'll continue to keep our eyes on it, of course. All right, well, folks, it's almost the top of the hour, but that means it's time to talk to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and again, through the magic of radio. And we do have a lot of radio magic going on. We connect our two studios together, and we've got Denise Simon live and in living color. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, the aftermath of the drone attack, we now know that there was some kind of confusion regarding a returning drone. Can you give us some more details about that?
Well, yeah. Apparently, they thought that the drone coming in was a friendly drone, meaning our own, and turns out not so much.
So. Right. Yeah. This is, and you know, now is there a possibility? And again, this is just pure speculation, so I'm just asking you to speculate on this. But is there a possibility that the Iranian drone could, or the forces here could have tried to piggyback in on something like that or deliberately,
no,
or was this just a happenstance?
They don't have that. I mean, I wouldn't say they had that kind of technology, but it says to us that, or says to me at least, that we are sometimes a little more cavalier about things than we necessarily need to be. I mean, we've got a defense system that picked up a drone, but were we paying nearly enough attention? So
right.
That's kind of where I am. I mean, if you think that you're in Jordan or, you know, near Jordan in Syria, you may have thought, okay, you know, nothing's happened here so far, but they may have been just too casual about it all.
Well, one of the things that John Kirby was being asked about was the U.S. seems to want to go after the Iran proxies by virtue of supporting Israel against Hamas, but why not go after the other Iran proxies, basically? But his response is, you know, we're not looking for a war with Iran. And while nobody's looking for a war, he seems to be kind of tepid a little bit about this. You know, shouldn't the message be they shouldn't want a war with us?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But they have no reason not to be at war with us because we're not doing anything. We're striking empty warehouses and, you know, nothing that's really going to make any kind of an effect. Now, apparently there's some interesting target packages that are being talked about and how we're going to respond to this. And they necessarily include, I don't know what the timeline is, but apparently it will consist of multiple waves of strikes. But we would hit the personnel in Iraq, Syria, the Persian Gulf, and interestingly enough, an Iranian spy ship that we're talking about called the Bashad that's operated by the Revolutionary Guard Corps that will sink it.
Wow.
Well, that all sounds... okay, in my world, that ought to be the first wave.
No kidding. You're right. Well, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the top of the hour news. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. And, folks, we're glad to be with you this morning as we go across the overnights in America. And when we come back, again, we'll talk more about this, plus much, much more. 949-822-7959. We'll open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour. Kyle Warren with you. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send us a direct message.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.